Good evening. This is Yitzhak Milman, and we are beginning, launching actually a new show based on the teachings of Rabbi Shalom Arush, and this wonderful station has been kind and wonderful to allow us some airtime to present to the community here in Jerusalem some holy teachings from a holy place, and I'm proud and privileged to be a part of presenting this. We're going to begin a multi-part series on Gan HaShalom, Shalom Bayis, peace in the home, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited about this, and we're going to begin this series tonight with my teacher and someone who's brought me great light in my own domestic situation, Rev Dror Moshe Kasuto, who teaches at this yeshiva here in Jerusalem, Chut Shel Chesed, on the Shmuel HaNavi, and welcome, Rev Dror.
Shalom Uvracha.
I read this book. I've been coming to this yeshiva for a few months, and I read this book, and it changed. I read this book about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and it changed my life. It virtually changed my life in my home and, of course, outside my home because, as Reb Shalom Arush says, divine blessings in the home, when the presence of divine blessings is in the home, it changes everything in your home. And I've really, really caught on to this. And so I thought we'd present to our audience the teachings of Reb Arush on this subject. Tell us, you've been a part of this yeshiva, and you've been learning from Reb Shalom Arush for a number of years. Tell us a little bit about Shalom Bayis and why this is important.
So, Be'ezrat Hashem, what that we heard a little bit from Harav while the years is that actually the book of Be'gan HaShalom, it's not a book for Shalom Bayit. It's a book that is teaching us how to serve Hashem. It's a book that is helping the person to deal with all of the situations that he's got in his life through the glasses of Shalom Bayit. Actually, Bor Olam, he gave us that wonderful present to fix us. It calls our wives. And something very important to mention is that that book, Be'gan HaShalom, is for men only. There is also a book only for women that is called Chochmat Nashim, Wisdom, Women's Wisdom. So the book that we're talking about now, it's going to be the book Be'gan HaShalom. Be'gan HaShalom, it's a book that Rav Shalom wrote after a lot of years of davening and working with couples on Shalom Bayit, on situations of Shalom Bayit. And actually, the main conclusion that we need to have in our minds before we start reading that book is that we want to serve Hashem. If the person really wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach, he can have Shalom Bayit. But if the person doesn't want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, all of the advice, if he just wants to have peace, he just wants to have a good life, so that book will not help him so much, because when you're going to get to situations that Borei Olam going to test him, what is his will, he's going to show that his will is that he wants to rest, that he wants to get honor from his wife, that he wants everyone to honor him, to help him. Person that really wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach, he wants to help other people, he wants to listen, he wants to be sensitive, he wants to help. So for a person like that, that really wants to dedicate his life for Avodat Hashem, so for him, Rav Shalom wrote that book. And in the book, there is a lot of chapters that are showing a lot of situations that can be with a person, with a couple, how he should actually, it's giving a sensitivity to the man in the house to be more sensitive to his wife, to listen to his wife, and to try to work on his midot before he's coming to rebuke her and to try to change her, to take responsibility on his lackings, and then to work on himself, and by that to create Shalom Bayit. Because it's one of the biggest advice in the book Be'gan HaShalom that Rav is saying over there, writing, And always in the Shiurim, he's talking about that again and again, again and again, that we're not allowed to rebuke no one. That if you see a lacking in someone else, you need to understand that it's a sign from Borei Olam to you what you need to fix. We know that Borei Olam, when he came to Avraham Avinu and he told him that he's going to have a son, and when Borei Olam told Sarah that she's going to have a son, so she left. She was laughing. And when Borei Olam told Avraham Avinu that Sarah was laughing, so Avraham Avinu came to Sarah and he rebuked her. He told her, "You left." And she said, "No, I haven't." And then he's rebuking her again. And he's telling her, "Lo, ki tzachak. No, you did laugh. Borei Olam told me that you laugh. It's not a question. Don't believe you. I believe Hashem." So actually from here you can see the mistake of Avraham Avinu. Borei Olam, he could talk to Sarai Menu also. Sarai Menu, she was a bigger prophet than Avraham Avinu, it's written. So why didn't Borei Olam told her, "Why are you laughing?" Because Borei Olam wanted to rebuke you. Borei Olam wanted to rebuke Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, you came to rebuke her, and now she needed to lie. She lied. She lied to you because she cannot be embarrassed in front of you. She doesn't want to be embarrassed because of what you're going to think about her now. She's your wife. She wants you to honor her, to respect her. She wants to be good. It's her nature. So, by that rebuke, Avraham Avinu pushed her to lie. And this is something very important that we can see, and the Rav is writing that thing in the book, Vegana Shalom. I hope that it's written also in the English edition. In the Hebrew edition it's written, Belineda. So it's very important to understand that when we see a lacking, it means that Borei Olam wants to teach us a lesson. If you see that your wife, something is hard for her, or that she's not making something, if now just you're going to increase the burden on her shoulders, she's going to suffer from that. She's going to fall, chas shalom, to sadness, to feel bad with herself. Even the good things that she is already making can be hard now after that rebuke that he just told her something bad on herself. Now she doesn't have the power even to do the small things that she's already making. Maybe she's doing big things and now you took all of her power, all of her happiness now from doing all of those things. So this is why when Borei Olam is rebuking you, you need to take the lesson. And even if you see that it's hard for other people to get that rebuke, and that it's hard for people to listen, maybe it's hard for you also. This is why you need to work on yourself, to try to work on yourself, to look inside, and to deal with the things that you do, and how the person gonna deal. This is the advice, the main advice that Rav Shalom is saying always from Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev. Rabbi Nachman used that verse from Tehillim that David HaMelech said on himself, Va'ani tefila. So Rabbi Nachman, I'm prayer. I'm only praying. And Rabbi Nachman said, Kol ha'inyan shel yu tefila. All of my interest is tefila, to daven, on everything. This is the main advice of Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev. Rabbeinu said that, also we all know about the Sha'id Bodedut. He said, Sha'a, 1 hour of it Bodedut. It Bodedut hi ma'ala gdola ve'elyona min hakol. It's bigger than everything. So you see from that the advice is, how I'm going to deal with all of the lackings that I can see? How I'm going to deal with the things that I'm not so satisfied with my wife, with the problems that I have with her? I don't know what, she's too happy. I want to stay in my depression and she's too happy. She's laughing too high. Everyone with his problems. So how are we going to deal with that? The answer is in the field, in the Itbodedut. You're going to go, you're going to find the time to talk to Borei Olam about the questions that you have, about the problems that you have. If you're going to deal with that in the field, you're going to ask from him to help you, to give you a hand, to give you the power to deal without rebuking, for sure that Borei Olam is going to give wonderful advice and power to deal with everything.
Very well put. I had some issues over not correcting or making comments to my wife. This is something that Reb Shalom gets into. I felt it was my duty, even my obligation, to correct, make comments to my wife in order to, I would reason, in order to help her get through her day, and that would lead to tzuris.
So, yes, this Rabbeinu said, "Mi she'en lo emuna," a person that he doesn't have faith, "chayav einam chayim," his life, you cannot call them life. When the person is standing with another person in the room, and he thinks that he's standing with another person, so everything that the person gonna do, chas shalom, gonna hurt him, gonna harm him, gonna offend him. But actually the truth is that en od milvado, there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach. And when you understand that, and you understand that, who is that person that is standing in front of me? He is something, someone that Borei Olam put here. And Borei Olam wants me to deal with him by the rules of the Torah Kedosha. That I'm going to listen to the voice of the Torah Kedosha, to the voice of the Tzadikim. And I'm going to treat that person with a lot of mercy, with a lot of love, with a lot of compassion. And when you understand that it's all Hashem, that now you're standing in a test, Borei Olam is testing you, so you're going to have a lot more mercy on the person that is standing in front of you. But if the person, chas shalom, he wants to achieve comfort and quiet and success and honor, so everyone that's going to come into his life and going to disturb him from that, you're going to see in that person his enemy, someone that is stopping him, someone that is bothering him. This is the time to believe in Hashem. It's time to believe that Borei Olam put that person close to you, that he needs your help, that he needs your love, he needs your support, he needs your advice. Advice. Rav Shalom said that to correct a person before that he is doing a mistake, it's allow. If you see someone that he doesn't know the halacha, he's going to turn on or to turn off the light in Shabbos, and he doesn't know that it's not allowed, you're allowed to tell him that it's wrong. Not to a person that is a chiloni, that he doesn't care about that, that for sure there's no one to rebuke, or it's not it. But if someone that you know, your wife, she's not aware to a certain halacha in Shabbat, and you just learn it now in the yeshiva, and now you want to teach her that, it's allowed. It's not a problem. She also wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach. It doesn't mean you're not talking to your wife, Chas Shalom, anymore. Just after Maise, after you see that your wife done something wrong, it's not the time to rebuke her. And it's not only an advice for wife, for Shalom Bayit. It's also an advice for educate kids. It's also in the other book of Rav Shalom, in Chinuch Yeladim Be'ava, to educate kids with love. I don't know if it's translated already to English. I don't think so, but it's on the way, Baruch Hashem, 70 languages, Bezrat Hashem. So in that book, Rav Shalom is saying that also to the kids, if you see your son that he's doing something wrong, your daughter that she's doing something wrong, if you're going to rebuke them now, they're going to offend. They're going to feel bad with themselves. It's not going to help you to correct them. What you want? You want to correct them, right? All right. If you want to correct them, use the tool that's going to bring you to that result. If now you're going to rebuke them, they're going to develop anger, frustration, and they will not have that will to go with your advice. They can resist your advice. So Rav Shalom said, first of all, when you're angry, when you have something to say, it's not the time to talk. This is for sure, it's not the time. After it, if you want to talk, it's the best to talk about yourself. Or to tell a story. Something that you're coming from the back, from behind, that no one can notice that you're talking about that thing. And quiet water are going deep. They're getting inside, into the cracks. And your kid gonna understand, your wife gonna understand. Tell her something. Let's learn together. I thought maybe we're going to learn Hilchot Shabbat together. Maybe it's a good time. Maybe we're going to find time. It's also going to be good for us to have time for us alone after the kids are asleep. We're going to sit together. Also, another very important thing to say about Began HaShalom, that Rav Shalom once said that before a person is getting a driver license, so he needs to do a lot of driving, how do you say, shiurei nehiga, driving lessons, and then to a test and theory and all of that. But to get married and to have kids, there's no tests, nothing, wonderful, just do that. It's not like that. So that book, Begana Shalom, it's a book that helping the person to prepare himself to the real life, to the marriage life. And when a person is learning that book, even when he's a bachelor, it's helping him a lot, a lot, a lot. He's developing tools, vessels, to know how to deal with the relationship when it's going to come, Bezot Hashem, Shah Tova, soon.
Rav Arush says that women are a different nation. When I first read that, I really chuckled because it sounded otherworldly, but because I looked at my wife as just the female version of me, or someone who is striving to be more like me, because in my arrogance I thought that was perhaps the way to go. But what does that mean, a different nation, a different way of thinking, that we men can't possibly understand and yet need to understand, because this is our great blessing, to our benefit?
The word nation, I haven't read it nowhere. I know that Rav Shalom is saying that women, they got a different nature. Maybe it's better to put things like that, because we are one nation, but nature, we have different nature. So, and this is something that Rav Shalom is talking all of the time, because we know that people, a lot of times, they want to help. They have good will, like you said. I thought that it was my job to give her that advice and to help her. And it is the right thought. It's something normal, usually, in the world. This is how things are working. But a lot of times, people are assuming that the person that they are talking to, he's like them. They know how they want to help themselves. And they don't understand that the person that is standing over there, he's in a total different situation now. He's with a back to the wall, and he feels a lot of tense, and he's not willing to accept that rebuke now. So this is the time to work on our sensitivity and to develop those wonderful senses of feeling your friend, to know him really, to know your wife. And it's something that is very hard. It's a long shiur. It's something that takes a long time to learn, because we're very far from it. We're very far from it. And matters of kedusha, of modesty, are helping a lot in those things. When people are watching the fences of kedusha, trying to stay inside the kedusha, not to look at Chas Shalom non-modest women and pictures and horrible movies and things like that, it can help them a lot to develop that sensitivity to the other person. But when the person is just chasing after those horrible desires, lusts, so he's losing his sensitivity. And this is something very, very important, because the wife's nature, the women's nature, women nature, is very spiritually, and there it's very mentally, and when the husband is after lusts and desires, so he's looking physically, and he cannot feel all of the wonderful gentle things that his wife contains actually, and from very far distance, I'm trying to talk about that subject. It's a very sensitive subject, but still it's important. If really people want to understand how to know their wives and to realize who are they talking to, who they're living with. A person can live with his wife for 30, 50, 70 years, and he will not know her. He will not know her nature. He never cared about that. He never thought about it. He just thought, why she's not making dinner? What's going on? This is the problem. It's happening a lot. And not only in this generation. It happened a lot more. And you know, when there was that story, all of that problem that was with the Hadrat Nashim here in Eretz Israel, that a lot of women were resisting the violence of Haredim people in the area of Beit Shemesh, in buses, and all of those stories that happened. So Harav Shalom said one thing very important that I heard from him about that. He said that the women are right. They are right. Why they are right? Because in all of the generations, the men took advantage of on the women because they were stronger. So we lack, the men, the males, are lack of that part of honoring their wives. This is why in this last generation, in that period of time, the women, they got a lot of power to stand against the men in this generation. And it's because we need to have that rebuke. We need to learn that lesson. We need to know how to honor them on all of the wonderful good things that they are doing for us in all of those generations that was. And this is why the women are right, because we need to hear their scream. We need to hear their shouting. We need to understand what they're talking about. When your wife is screaming, it didn't start today. It's not that now you have a cranky woman that she's screaming. She's suffering for years, so now she started screaming. But you need to look for the source. Why she's screaming? Why she's suffering so many years? What's going on with that poor woman? Why she's suffocating now?
Yes, that's good. When I would hear my wife, when we would go through disputes, I would say, "What's wrong with you?" I completely could not see my role in creating that, when all she really wanted was a little compassion, a little tenderness. The other day, my wife wanted to take a walk, and I didn't show the appropriate amount of enthusiasm in taking the walk. But then I remembered the teachings here, and I said, "Okay, let's go for the walk." And she said, no, you don't really want to do that." And I said, "No, I really do want to do that. I really want to please you in that way." And she stopped for a moment. She said, "Okay, well, then let's go for the walk." And this was refreshing for me because, I would usually not go for the walk or do some other things. But in trying to show sensitivity to our wives, it brings out their special, unique feeling deep inside for us and for me. And I've noticed a great change in my own domestic bliss of late because of this.
So
I like the teaching because I never really thought about putting my wife as number one and my priority all day and all the time. And Rebbe Rush talks about saying to our wives at the appropriate time, not in a forced way, but an appropriate time, that how much we love her or how much we thank her for doing our laundry or preparing meals for us every single day for years and years and years. And to bring that out has changed my wife. It's been just a noticeable, just much greater blessing in the house. I want to get back to the issue of lust, because coming from the Western world, conditioned on television and movies, as I have been, that guarding that personal holiness has been a real challenge for me. But as you say, that the lust is keenly felt by our wives, and Rebbe Rush brings out that they find that lustfulness, if you're not really connecting with them, it's more or less a chore that they want to get over with as quickly as possible, that aspect of our Western male minds. And that's a particular challenge, guarding one's eyes. Do you have a comment on that?
We know that in the Torah Kedoshah, it's written about the woman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Chava Imenu, "Ve'el ishech tshukatech," you're going to have a desire for your husband, and he gonna control on you. So actually, the women desire is for their husbands. This is the desire of the women. We can see the girls, when they're still young, they're playing with the doll like it's her baby, and always she's waiting for her prince that's gonna come on the white horse, and it's always one man that she's looking for. And us, we have a different problem. We're not looking for that. This is what we need to work on. The woman, she is always looking for her husband. Her satisfaction is from her husband. She wants one husband to be with her for the rest of her life. But the Yetzirah that is attacking the man, it's not the same. The Yetzirah that is attacking the man is to have desire for all of the women, for more women than his wife. And this is where the problem starts. When the wife, she can see, Chas Shalom, that her husband is after other women, after women's beauty. So she's got a contest, and she needs to fight on that. And she needs to win also. So she's going to be the most beautiful woman, and she's going to put all of her effort on physical things that are not really important to the relationship. And she's going to lose her sensitivity to the relationship also, and it's become to be very, very horrible. And this is why the job is on the shoulders of the man, of the husband, to work on that. Rav Shalom said that if a person is saying to his wife 10 times a day, I love you, he is not fulfilling his obligations. 10 times, it's not enough. You have to tell her all of the time, you're my love, you're my support, you're my confidence, you're my happiness, you're my success. And Rav Shalom said, even if you don't feel in the beginning that really this is what you feel, you don't feel it very strongly inside, you have who to count on. It's not a lie. The Gemara Kedosha is saying that the person that he's not married, he doesn't have no success. He doesn't have no simcha. He doesn't have no happiness. All of the richness, all of the wealth is coming because the person is honoring his wife. So even if you don't feel that, we know the story about Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva came after 24 years from the yeshiva with his 24,000 students after him, he told all of them, Sheli v'shelachem, shelau. Everything that I have and everything that you, all 24,000 students, that they were learning, putting the effort themselves in learning, it's all her. It's all hers. It's all belong to his wife Rachel. Why? Rabbi Akiva Chas Shalom was not lying, but he knew. And Rav Shalom explained that women, they have that nature of hidden things, like that they are covering, supposed to cover their hair, like they're supposed to cover all of the body in modesty, and like that the pregnant, it's happening inside of the body and you cannot see that. So this is the physical things. But actually, it reflects, it's teaching us about the spiritual side of the wife. Because of her spiritual things, you can succeed in your life. You can have your success in your life. You can learn Torah Kedosha. You can achieve your parnasah. You can find your happiness and your confidence and everything that you have in your life. It's coming because of your wife. And if it's a little bit hard for you to understand that, so, like we said before, a person needs to go to the field to try to talk to Bor Olam, to tell Bor Olam, listen Bor Olam, today I was learning a wonderful shiur. I heard that lesson in the shiur. Reveal my eyes. If it's the truth, show me that this is the truth. If it's not the truth, so, let me find the Rav Dror and I'm going to rebuke him. It's all going to be wonderful. Thank you very much.
This is good. In the, maybe in the few minutes we have left, I just want to ask you quickly about the yeshiva here and the English program we have at Chut Shel Chesed.
So, English program in Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed in Jerusalem, Shmuel Anavi, 13th Street. It's in Bet Israel, close to Mea Shearim. We don't have air condition, but all of the rest we have. It's all wonderful, mamash, wonderful. Sitting, learning Torah Kedoshah by the wisdom of Rav Shalom.
It is wonderful. If our listeners want to take part, be part of it, we can. They can contact us at amunachannel@gmail.com. amunachannel@gmail.com, and we'll answer any questions, but even more, come to the yeshiva and learn and sit with us. It really truly is a joy, and we talk about this topic and many other topics as well. So I want to thank you for this time, Rev. Kasuto, and this will be the beginning of a multi-part series on this and other topics. So we'll look forward to seeing you next week at this time. Thank you again, Rev. Kasuto.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
So you can contact us at the Emuna channel at gmail.com. That would be E-M-U-N-A-H channel, C-H-A-N-N-E-L, at gmail.com. Again, the Emuna channel at gmail.com. And you could come for an hour or a whole day or half a day. Come, enjoy as you please. We teach from 9 in the morning till 5 p.m. And again, you could take part in all of it, a part of it, and be blessed by it, as I have. Thank you again, Rev. Kasuto.
Thank you very much and good luck.